Hi, everybody.
Welcome to another show. And tonight, today, depending on where you are, we've got Sol, Rita, and Tari back on, my partner. How you doing, Dale?
Yeah, good. Comfy on the beanbag.
Comfy on the beanbags.
Beanbags.
For those who are new to the show or don't know of Sol, Rita, or myself, I'm an experiencer. I don't know how to describe myself and what I do, but Sol Rita, she's also an experiencer, she's a psychic, she does aura drawing, she does kinesiology,
ear candling,
what's some of the, and it's like not normally ear candling, she can do candling on the third eye and other parts.
We can actually get toxins and things out of other parts of the body.
Yeah. So, is there anything, you do psychic parties, which I help out with?
Yeah.
Sky watches, bloody hell, it just goes on and on.
And we're about to do our Bali Skywatch retreat.
Retreat soon.
It's coming up in September, but we just started to advertise.
So anyone interested in the, it doesn't matter where you are, but if you can afford to get to Bali from wherever you are, we're doing the retreats there. There's a 5-day retreat, psychic workshop, ET contact workshop, sky watching, all that sort of thing. But
five nights.
Yeah.
Which is good because once you do it for more than one night and also when you're in a group, the activity tends to pick up a bit too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it does. And it's, everyone's intent, you know, is where all this lies with what's going on. With all going on at the moment, would you mind going into, I guess, the female perspective in terms of what I'm experiencing in terms of energies, where everything is going? Would you mind talking about where you'd see things are from a female perspective?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I still see similarities in what you and I talk about as well. As in, like, when you've got stuff coming up, just noticing, like, is it your stuff? Is it someone else's stuff coming up? Like, just being aware, like, when crap comes up, is this actually my crap or is this someone else's issue? I feel like that's coming up a lot to do with, like, on an emotional level. Or more of a spiritual, metaphysical level, I feel like that the veil between worlds, you know, in contact with our beings, with ETs, things like that, are getting closer. I'm also feeling like that they're not giving us as much physical signs. I mean, we still get crafts and things in the sky, but then more than most of the time, you know, it's seeing beings in the house, things like that, that aren't always physical. And the same with some of the crafts that we see, you know, some of them are stealth crafts and they do look like, sort of like shadows, I guess would be a way to describe them, maybe in amongst the clouds and the stars.
Well,
in the sky.
You get that reported when people are out with this light. I had that in Albury, you know.
We can still see the same thing, like we've got that confirmation.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, we are feeling like, you know, seeing more daytime crafts, things like that are picking up.
Yeah.
I think it's activity, but it's like all different levels of activity happening. What would you say?
I'm surprised. I want to move this just so people can see you a little bit better. Like, sorry guys.
Oh, make sure you're
in here. Yeah, I should be able to. I'm not important. You're important.
You are. You're my boo. What were you saying?
Well, I don't know, like, it's different. Like, I thought, and I don't know why I thought this, but coming to the city, it would calm down.
And we're not in the city.
Well, fuck, to me it's the city.
We're out of eastern suburbs.
No, we're not. You get on the driveway at the front and there's a fucking billion cars. That's the city to me. But.
If you're from the country, then.
If you're from the country, anywhere near the city is the city. I don't know. But anyway, look, I thought coming to the city, like we've seen stuff actually in the middle of the city, like the grid of the main part of Melbourne.
We're talking Russell Street.
Russell Street.
Yeah.
But I thought coming to the city, it wouldn't stop because I know this shit follows you wherever you are and I don't care about that. I'm cool with that. But I was sort of like, geez, I wonder if my experiences are going to, you know, stop or... But if anything, it's gone full steam ahead, and even with you and the three kids, because Sol's got three kids, and they're all part of me now. Those who have been following me doing the shows, you know, I always thought, you know, I love women with passion. I didn't think I'd be with a partner, or I didn't want kids, and here we are, and, you know, we've got the hybrid kids and all that sort of thing, but she's got three kids that they're
physical
living with.
Kids.
Yeah, physical kids, and yeah. I just didn't think... Well, I just seemed. I thought things were going to take a turn that, which, in a way, not of how it is now. Yeah.
But I guess that's, you know, like if we base our life looking at our past, you know, you would think that things would be heading in a different direction for you.
Not wine, people, sparkling water. Yeah.
Coconut coffee.
Sorry, I just had to say that.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like if I look at my life and imagine the future based on the past, you know, I'd probably still keep going in a different direction. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of the time we do have to throw the past out the window.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Well, yeah. It's preconceived notion. City, more 3D shit, I'm thinking. But no, I'm getting more daytime activity. The beams in the house, everything stepped up a level where they're not fully, well, they're, sometimes they're fully materialising.
Yeah.
Like it was with Shiji, and you've interacted with Shiji and so have others now.
Yeah. Well, just last, but it's was just, it last weekend and the weekend before? It was before the Skywatch. We were talking about like a little venture that you and I want to do together.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And we had a beam fully materialised in the room.
Yeah.
That was cool.
And you basically had the same thing happen with Mick when we were doing the show before.
Yeah.
Who's, he's walking in the room now. He's staying with us and he's experiencing some stuff, which is good. But, look, coming to the city, I did think things were going to die down a bit.
Yeah.
And that's just the opposite. But what's your perspective on things at the moment in terms of, like I was saying, with energy, like, for example, at the moment where we are in Galactic Planet coming out and with where the energies are at the moment, we're seeing, not, I'll say friction, but it's more like a realigning. So this is just my opinion.
Yeah.
Women are up and down and it's not like in a bad way.
Yeah.
And dudes are like, men are like, what the fuck's going on here? And what it is... Oh,
did you say that?
No, we had stuff going on just before. Yeah. Whereabouts was it? Because I got
just
the thing.
Just in the hall.
Yeah, I can't see the hall from here.
Yeah, I saw stuff in the hall before.
So men are like, what the fuck's going on? Women are like, up and down. And what it is to me is women are starting... What?
Nothing.
It's all men.
Nothing. No,
but,
it said so
are men. So, oh, yeah. But... It's different because what I'm saying is women are starting to walk in their power again for the first time in thousands of years, like properly. And this is why we're seeing there's this shit everywhere. But, so for the first time, like we've had women walking in their power since the women's rights, regaining their voting rights, work rights, just rights in general, and this has been a slow progress, but now it's like more than ever women are walking back in their power, which this is what's happening with the energies where we are in Galactic Plane. We go back to the time before Egypt as well. It was the same. Women were actually running the show.
The word I get is knowing. It's like we're all sort of heading in the direction of a feeling, which is like a knowing of some kind.
Is it, well, that's how this psychic stuff works, and I hate the word psychic, but this is what you do, and we use that term, but that's exactly, like, there is a knowing, but within that, what I'm trying to get to is, like, so, for example, I've talked, like, even with, I won't say who, but there was a few couples, and I'm like, you guys experience a bit of friction, this and that, and basically describing what's going on, like, how the fuck do you know this, and it's like, well... Because of where the energies are at,
that's right.
This is what's going on. Is like men are like this, and women are sort of more like this until boom. And I've explained this on the show before. So there's going to be like what people would term as friction, this and that. But what it is men are starting to find their place again, and women are trying to find their place. And what it is for women is a bit more jittery because they're going above where men are, and then and back a little bit below, and it's until. It goes like, do you understand what I'm saying with where this is going?
Yeah.
And I just want men to know that, and women, it's like, if you're experiencing this, go and just fucking chill out. And we luckily haven't been experiencing this, but I'm seeing it with so many...
Well, I think if you can look at it from a place of that it is the energy,
mm-hmm.
so we're also being affected on a planetary level. If you look at like
the,
you know, astrology side of everything in that too, it all makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So, like, you've got the planetary solar system thing, then you've got where we are within the galaxy, then, like, you've got where the cycle of us are in the galaxy, like, coming out of Galactic Plane. We didn't go in the centre, but we went near it, and at the moment we've got these huge electromagnetic fields these tourist films coming out of the guts of the coming out of the guts of the galaxy. And like I said, the people, every time I got solar flares, fucking watch what people do. Like I sit back now, and this is where you were talking about before with people sort of their baggage and all that sort of shit. Like right, and I've had to do so much work on myself. You know that, and you've seen that.
Yeah, but also like the speed in which you've done it has been amazing.
But that's because
you know dropping old. You know how we're talking about before. Yeah.
Mm.
So you know how you were saying before you never imagined yourself with a partner and kids, things like that. The speed at which you've dropped like old habits and beliefs around that's been incredible.
Yeah, but with that, it's not like, oh, fucking look at Pete, he's Muhammad Gandhi. It's, I'm working on myself hardcore, and like it's a continuous thing, and this is where we're talking about the archons and everything at the moment. You or me...
That's what I was saying before. Is it you or is it someone else as well?
Yeah.
Not just in a physical sense, but also looking at it, you know, is it archonic energy behind what you're currently experiencing?
Or is this other people's shit? Like, I used the terminology when I did that talk for MUFON the other day. I was saying, like, you could come to the lights and there's a red light. And some people in this field would go, oh, the fucking archons just made the lights red. You know what I mean? Like, that you've got to come to some understanding. You've got to come to some grounding here. But this is where, at the moment... Yes, you've got iconic stuff, but then, like in my situation that I'm noticing, and we've talked about this, and you're experiencing this too, I'm the happiest and the most content and just blown away with where I am, and everything's happening for myself and us, and I'm not even trying to do anything. I've got no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
But it's all happening in a happy way. Then there's other dudes with their own shit.
Also, you've been bringing it back to, you know, like you've watched the... A lot of the women out there would have watched, you know, the documentary The Secret. So it's bringing it back to, you know, whatever you focus and put your attention towards is what you create.
Mm.
So we work a lot with that, both, you know, in an unconscious sense, but also in a conscious sense too. And really, I think you and I stick together in manifesting.
Did you say that?
Yes.
See, he seems to be saying it, and you're seeing the other shit not saying it.
I don't believe I'm saying it.
You said, this is what I'm talking about. No, I don't know if the camera got that. I don't know what the fuck that was, but that just came straight at me, didn't it?
We're going to have to watch it and see.
So if you see anything there, just type something in the Facebook comments, because I shut the YouTube comments down energetically-wise. So,
what were we saying?
I don't know, but there was something there again.
But that's what we're talking about. We were also talking
about... I love that you're saying this shit.
Because
this is Michael we got here, who I did the last show with before this one, so...
Who I went to high school with, too.
Yeah, it's creepy shit.
Yeah.
What were we about to say?
I was just saying that we were talking about it with some beautiful friends of ours today as well, about how, you know, why you've got all this crap happening with you, about kind of sticking together. It's kind of like you and I are each other's rocks, in a way. Mm. And, you know, stuff kind of happens. I just see us as a little island and stuff happening around us sometimes. But we also choose to, you know, go on stepping stones together to cross the water and that.
Yeah.
You know, you look at it, there's like a river or something.
But,
I don't know. I see visually, so I get metaphors.
And this is where, like, a year ago, I probably would have gone on a big tangent about some of the shit that's been going on in terms directed at myself and whatnot. And what did I, like, what if I... I'm happy and content where I'm at, the people I've got in my life, like Michael, yourself, Nick, Lee, Mick, Giles, Mary, Britt, you know, I'm really happy where I'm at. And anybody who knows me, even my family, I'll kick them to the curb. And it's not because of, you know, oh, you're bringing up my shit. It's like, this is where I'm at now. I want everyone to be happy. And if you can't be happy or you can't be happy with it, you know, you've got a problem, I'll try and fix it.
Mm.
Otherwise, it's like... Go and fuck yourself, because I don't want to be brought down with that energy. It's like, I'm sick of it. And in the last week, we've had other people bringing up old traumas and wounds. And it's really a projection of their own shit. I'm not perfect. I've been upfront about that with who I am. I've had to be, because I know everyone's going to try and bring my baggage up, whether it was the rap days or when I used to get on it, whatever. But what have we worked out? It's everyone else's shit at the moment. It really is everyone else's shit.
Thing that you're talking about too, you can see how that was trying to pull me into it
and reptilian shit.
But also, could you say, you know, like I could recognize that and just go, no, that's not my party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was before I was with you, and people know this, your hair.
No, it was Crowley hair. But this is from the white.
Oh, yeah, you should see this cut we got around. But this is where, at the moment, everything that's been directed at us is everyone else's shit. And this is what you're going to realise when you start to wake up more and more. It's either, like Joel says to a lot of people, and he said to me when I first got up to Queensland and I was in with him, dude, you got to deal with your shit. So this is where I've had to deal with my shit. You've had shit. Everyone's got shit they got to deal with, but it's at the point now where it's like, I don't have anything to deal with in terms of, it's all everyone else's shit. It's all their projection of what they want to put onto others, and that's all it is. I just want people to be happy. If they can't be happy, or it's because they want to manipulate me and they thought they'd be happy with me or put me into their box. You saying something?
I'm around you.
Yeah.
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 It's more that I'm seeing stuff in your aura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
you're getting some golden blue.
Golden blue. Mm-hmm. But, this is where things... would you mind going into... have you ever publicly talked about your first regression and some of the Syrian and the royalty and the Orion stuff, which brought us together? And it was, like, more pass-off memory. So do you want to go into that a little bit at all?
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Well, I think that was actually more in the second regression that I looked into that.
Yeah. Was that with Mary?
It was with Mary Rodwell, which was amazing as well. And so was my regression with Lee Kerr. But yeah, it was just fascinating seeing everything. It was like watching a movie, which is really weird because you and I went and saw Jupiter Ascending a few weeks ago. And there was a golden kind of like royalty craft in the movie, and it had kind of like geometric windows, and it was gold. But it was weird because when I saw your family arriving in my regression, I'm trying to work out the best way to put it. Okay, so I saw it land. It looked like kind of like, I don't know, insect wings, like grasshopper wings or something, coming down as the craft was landing. And then I could see your family coming out, and we were ushered into this big hall. So in this big hall was like all different star nations, and you and I were sort of standing in front of Mick and Lee, who were my mum and dad in this either alternate or parallel lifetime or past lifetime that was more like a star lifetime. And they had a big scroll that had rolled down, and it was to do with like a marriage or a merger of Sirius and Orion energies. And you and I were standing there getting like read out this scroll, and it was to do with like our star nations, you know, merging and us marrying also, in that sense.
And that's where it's weird because...
Oh, sorry to interrupt. Yeah. I did have a pet grasshopper.
Yeah, you did.
So... I hop out of my craft.
I reckon that shit, Michael. She had a pet grasshopper. Grasshopper. Bring some new meaning to grasshopper.
Grasshopper. Well, it was interesting because you know how we have dogs and cats here?
Mm.
So I hop out of my craft and I've got different people that come to meet me, and this is like as this royal merge is about to take place. So my pet grasshopper comes to meet me as well, and it's just flying and hovering beside me, but it was about this big. So it was like a chihuahua-sized grasshopper just flying in the air. It looked like something out of Tinkerbell. It was so cute.
Do you know what I want? That pet spider monkey at the zoo.
Oh, that
I would have punched that window just to take that.
Monkey
you should have seen this monkey come up to me, man. It was like full-on contact.
That monkey wanted you.
Yeah.
He was like edging his butt. He was moving his butt forward going like this.
The most beautiful white spider monkey.
It was beautiful.
I wanted it. But anyway... Trippy stuff. No, but it's trippy you bring up Jupiter Ascending and we go into the regression because when we did the show with Christine Dennett, we showed the drawings that or Kisara, the Sun Noah, and the last show we showed Michael's one, but...
Which I actually saw that being... It was sitting less than a metre away from him, and I could see the hood and the eyes, and then I freaked out when we were looking at the picture, like, the very next day. I'm like, fuck, that's the picture that I saw.
And when we got...
Or, like, the beam that I saw.
And when we got your one, that's what I saw Soul as in... Because I got some past life, or past future life. It's all happening at the same time. So when people say past life, a lot of the time it could be future life. If they go, oh, I'm a Pleiadian, well, it's future life. It's not past life, but it's... coexisting at the same time, really. In,
yeah. Another facet.
Yeah. And reality's not existent, so...
Mm.
Yeah, it's complicated, but it is funny because I've had the experience lately where the Elohim started appearing, and they, or one of them did, and then they showed me in geometric form, and they said, we are the Anunnaki, and it was like this whole... I'll go into it fully one day, but... Purple geometric dudes with swords, and there was some dark blue ones there as well. And funny because Michael's had a similar experience with the geometric dudes. And we go and see Jupiter Ascending, and I'm sitting there with Sol. And all of a sudden, like a little bit into the movie, we realise two of the, or the main character, or the one of the blokes, who was he? You reckon he's a hottie?
Is it Channing Tatum?
Yeah. Tatum Channing, yeah.
Tatum. I don't know.
It's him.
It's late. My brain's not working at the moment. Ooh.
And there's another dude.
I just know him as Magic Mike.
Magic Mike. Doing the dance.
Actually, that reminds me of Barry doing his dance.
Littleton.
Barry Littleton, this for you.
Yowie. I'll be your yowie.
Was that the impression of a yowie dance?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
But it was trippy in Jupiter Ascending because realized the dude's an angel.
Yeah.
And then he hooks up with another one of his old school angel friends, and they both had the wings clip. Anyway, later in the movie, they jump in fucking geometric suit. Like, it's almost like Power Rangers shit here. You know, you've got these huge robots that they jump into. But what got me was that they're angels, and they hop in this geometric armory where the dudes I hooked up with, though, like when the Anunnaki, when they showed me their true nature, or what I perceived as their true nature at the moment, who the fuck knows where this is going? Because I've seen as light beings and now it's geometric. I don't know what the hell is going on, but...
Do you need to know?
Well, I know.
Yeah.
Because it was, to me, more past-life recall than I've ever had in anything.
Oh,
but
no, I just mean it's going to keep on.
Oh, yeah, it will. Yeah. Yeah, I'll never know it all. I believe in between lives we all know it all, but the geometry side of things, to go, well, fuck, they're in geometric suits, and that's what I'm, like, in the movie, and then I've seen this with my own eyes. This is where it's like, well...
That was cool.
You know.
It was like a white angelic flash just then.
Was it? But this is what you get with movies where art imitates life, or does life imitate art, or is it all one thing?
Was it the dude who did The Matrix?
I'm not sure who made it.
I need to look that up. The Wachowski or something brothers. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, they probably made it.
But the other big connection with that whole angelic thing was as well, when I first started meeting other people that spoke star language, which was like way back, sort of like around college days, we all discovered the other similarity that we all had in the ones of us that could speak star language was at age 21, which, you know, there was a few of us of different ages, but the consistent thing was at age 21, we all had angel wings start to appear on our backs.
See, that shit is trippy for me.
And the weird thing was, this was a this was a very physical feeling that started to like merge and unfold around the shoulder blades. So it was like you sit and feel it, and it would actually feel like wings starting to unfold and come out of our backs. How did we even get started talking about that? Because who the hell goes and says to people, oh, by the way, have you had like some weird angel wings growing out of your back? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, fuck, when you're in this shit.
Yeah,
there's the stuff you hear.
I guess if you're speaking star language to each other, asking you if you've got angel wings coming out of your back's not too strange, is it?
Nah. How did you start speaking the star language?
Well, it was probably around, I don't know, my earliest memories for me seem to be around age 4. So we're going to see Mary Rodwell again this weekend.
This Saturday, I think.
We're travelling up.
He's going to see Giles and Britt. Yeah,
can't wait. And to see Eli again too.
Yeah.
So I think there's more questions to ask around age 4, but I think that's the earliest memory was I knew around then that I could speak another language that, you know, other people down here on Earth didn't necessarily understand. I didn't sort of understand or comprehend maybe where it came from. I just knew it was something that was in, like, within me, if that makes sense. Yeah. I just knew that it was a little bit different. Or as Michael likes to say, quirky. Mm-hmm.
Beverly.
You sing.
Yeah.
Think we might have to get the infrared camera out tonight.
It's hammering. I think
they're... I know, it's going off the start. I love it.
Yeah.
It's good.
I'm just trying to think what I was about to say. Like with the star language, what's got me lately is we talked about it slightly. We hit on it when we had the score watch lately. We got smashed. We were under the pier.
That was awesome.
But it was cleansing that night, and then we heard, like, we met Tim, who hopefully will get on the show, and he was doing all these different types of stuff. Their soul is different. Yeah.
Which is the weird commonality between a lot of people who speak star language.
Like, you don't just do Siri, well, you do others too.
And I understand others as well, and you can converse in it, basically. With other people that speak star language, you can understand each other, you can talk in it. But the other weird thing is, I don't know where I got started, but I knew that it was called the language of light, and some people say the universal language of love and light. But when you Google it, you find that's the common thing between people that speak star language, is that it's called the language of light.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, this is all new to me.
Yeah.
All that. And I've started speaking, so I don't know what I've been, I don't even know what the hell it is, but anyway, it freaks me out.
Do you say now?
Nah. But, what I wanted to go into, and that was that lately, Mick, Steve Harris, who I've had on the show, Lee's partner, him and Lee showed me some dude in Canada having contact with Bigfoot, and they're like doing filming in the forest in Canada. I wish I knew this. There's a link up in Canada.
Actually, go to Mick Harrison's Yowie Down Under site.
You'll probably find it somewhere.
He'll be able to point you in the direction.
On the Facebook page, yeah.
The guy's name was Chris, because I remember the Yowies are actually calling out. They go, Chris, in the bushes and stuff. But
there's some noises it's making. Yeah. Now, I didn't know what to make of it before.
They say hello, friend, as well.
They make heaps of weird noises, but
Mike.
Yeah, that's right.
Mike.
But, I didn't have Bigfoot experiences until I moved to Giles's. And even then, it was just really weird shit. There was dudes with the red eyes, and then their hair was like sticks. And I saw, like, it was basically vibrating out of this dimension. I could see them living side by side. And then I was in the Caribbean one day where I was doing weights. Like, I just finished my weights, and I was doing this in the Caribbean. You saw me working out in there, and then I've sat up on the seat. So just say this is the side of the Caribbean. Here's the door. There's a seat here. And I sat down there just having a break, and all of a sudden, this shimmery, see-through, definite, wide, tall thing walked past the thing. And when I measured it with where I could see it with the tree in the distance, this thing had to have been 10 foot tall. And it was funny because I was talking to Brad Thornton, who I've had on the show, and former super soldier, and he's a very close brother of mine in terms of we've got a lot of stuff behind the scenes going on, and he's very dear to me, but it was funny because I'm sitting with Giles and Britt, and he was remote viewing stuff on the property, and he'd never seen this. Completely different from what you see on Google Earth with where the activity was going. And he's like, Pete, Bigfoot meets every night halfway between Giles's house and where you're living in the caravan. And so I was having lots of interactions with this.
We had the caravan
shade. Like, it wasn't what people wanted to joke about, but no, it did. And even Giles, I'd go down there.
You can definitely feel a presence there. Just like you can where we live here.
Yeah.
And we had the white one on the back porch the other week after Skywatch as well.
But whatever this dude's filming in Canada, one of the noises I heard is the closest thing I've heard to a noise I heard one day when I was out the front by myself meditating just out the front. Because that's what I did a lot of the time there, was just meditate because you're in nature. And I knew it was Bigfoot, but this friggin' noise, I hadn't been able to hear anything like it since, and that's the closest thing I can come to.
We did hear a few noises also when we went and filmed the
documentary
with Mick few weeks ago.
I can't even remember what I called the doco now.
But if you go on to petermaxwellsattery.com, you'll find it, won't you?
Oh, no, if you go to my YouTube channel, you'll find it on there. The Yowie Experience, I think it's called. Sorry about that. Yeah, but that's really trippy in terms of like we heard the wood knocks and all that sort of thing with Mick, and it validates a lot of what he experienced. And I saw the same shimmery stuff walk across one of the paths.
I saw out the back of our house on the back deck. It was more like a shimmery kind of translucent silhouette, sort of similar to Kelly and Kiwani's photos.
Yeah, yeah.
But the other thing that was interesting on the Yowie Expedition. Oh yeah,
there's a centaur, but yeah.
Yeah. Or the ones on the Yowie Expedition that we did with Mick as well, we had the two little kids there with us, and one thing that we could all see was like orbs and things.
Yeah.
And Phoenix was saying, we've got to follow the orbs, we've got to follow the orbs, remember that?
Yeah.
You were seeing blue orbs and talking about, you know, where they were going.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. But where do you see things going at the moment energetically and everything else in terms of for us and those waking up? Like, you do your weekly star messages and readings.
Yeah.
What do you see going on?
The biggest thing that I keep getting at the moment is trust. Everything just sort of went silent outside for a minute then. Did you hear that? Mm. So I feel like it's trust in what you know to be true. It's also trusting in what you want for yourself,
mm-hmm.
and for your others and for family and things like that. I feel like it's really just trusting in the experience or the outcome that you want to have here on Earth too. Like for us, it's also... we sort of prove things to ourselves. So I'd say you and I have proved over the last few months sort of what we're capable of together. And we've also had, you know, like realizations and different things come up as well.
Yeah.
That's made us go, oh, wow, that, Pete, you've got a really big hole in your pants.
I do, lucky I've got undies on, or else people are going to see this and they're going to be like, oh, Pete, what's going on?
He's not an ET after all.
Oh, yeah. What?
Do you want to speak on that a bit too? That's the main message coming up for me in terms of like where we're heading. I just feel excitement as well. Like I'm so excited.
I feel
coming, you know, over the next few months and the next year.
Well, now's the time for manifestation in everything. Like this is what's going on now. And those who are in line with you, they're just with you, and those who aren't are dropping off. But at the same time, we will be tested. Like these roadblocks and stuff that the Archons and that are trying to do, it just doesn't stop. But you deal with it, like you just flip this shit off once you know what's going on, how they work.
It's almost, through it friends, almost family. Becomes comical.
Yeah, it does.
It does. I kind of just laugh it off and go, nice try.
But even lately with my, like, it's literally everyone else's shit. And this is where, alright, at the same time, I'm judging, but I'm not in terms of, I'm realising that's their perception, that's their problem.
Discernment.
But
you've been discerning.
But I don't disregard them.
Yeah.
Or have hate upon them. It's like, I feel sorry for them and actually send love and ask the guides and beings that they work with to actually come in, scoop them up and help escort them to their higher self or connect with their higher self. Yeah. So they can go where they need to go to move on from the vibrational where they're at. Now, at the same time, that's their journey.
Hmm.
But when, like I said, even said about the kids and everything else, like, I want kids to make mistakes now. And we'll say whatever we've got, but at the end of the day, it's up to them. But when it's imposing and it's affecting others, it's not just on them. Yeah. That's where I think something, you've got to draw the line. That's where I draw the line at the moment where people can hit out at me and I've been hit out in ways that people have got no idea, and it doesn't matter. I just don't care. It's when others are being affected in the firing line that it's like, hey, but I'm working on another level, and this is where, as I said, you've got to bring in their dudes who work with them and go, all right, it's almost a clearing, but it's a clearing of another form in terms of, like, again, a lot of dudes want to go, all right, if you're wrong or you fuck up, what happens is everyone points their finger and goes, bang. But like I say to you and the kids and everyone else, nobody ever asks us why.
Hmm.
And I think when you ask why, you can come to some resolution. And if it's time for change, you will get that change or resolution evolve.
Do you feel like that we are kind of heading into a new earth? Because what I've been shown this year, there's so much of life coming together for people. You know, everything they're not in alignment with falling out the way, and everything that they are lining up with is, it's coming easier and it's coming faster. And others that are sort of living outside of that vibration, it's kind of as if they exist in another energy altogether, even though your two worlds might come together from time to time.
Well,
do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I do. We're multidimensional beings, but look, it's two-part, like, Shiji was showing, it's basically like this from one, and I know it's a lot more comp, but what I perceive in the body computer, it's like, all right, you've got your new Earth, And those who are ready, they'll split up and go there, and they'll still be here at the same time. Mm. It's another facet of them going here from the offshoot of the Oversoul. So you've got the Oversoul here, Peace comes here, this splits up down here on Earth, and then the other bit ready to evolve goes there. But this is for those that have been trapped here. The rest of us, we go either go to the new Earth to help God, we go out here, or we go back where we're from in that other facet. And it's funny because Michael was saying in the last show we did about how he saw, like, everyone, like... Would you want to say quickly what you saw, like, with the light being aspect, how everyone was light beings in the, like, the new Earth type thing?
Yeah. So, blue, translucent beings, and just everyone just hugging them.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? This is where, look, what I've said, Mary said she's heard from a few people, and it's not your typical new Earth story. But I believe everyone's got past. So the other thing is too, those who stay here, there is a new Earth in the sense of, it's like as if there's a conscious vibrational change where we see everything for what it is, but it's not like it's all unicorns and leprechauns, because it's up to you what you do with that. So you could still have, you, look, it's like this, right? And I agree with people like Dr. Dre in terms of, we've been working with nuclear since the 30s, 40s, right? Now, why have these newer nuclear technologies come out where we're, you know, saving on fuel and all that? Why not skip that and go straight to the real cause, which is, you know, even free energy to me is like old hat, when what I'm dealing with is thought.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's still thinking in terms of a physical,
mechanical. Like Albert Einstein says, you know, you can't solve a problem the same level of consciousness that you create. Now I'm talking about a higher level of consciousness, and I think everything that we think of as a problem solver now is not going to be what we're going to use, because we're coming at it from a higher place. So I see that things are going to change.
Yeah.
In a way where, oh, look at her, she's coming up. Woo. Hello. Yeah, this cat is psycho. Where's
what,
the fat
what one? What do you mean psychic?
Anyway.
Her name's Hermione.
So look, it's multi-layered, but I do see change and all that happening on there, and you know, it does with the kids, it starts there as well as everyone working on themselves, and that will project outside of us. Ooh, she's trying to show me the bum. But and that's where it really is. Everyone's trying to, you know, not everyone, but people, when they start getting into all this, they want to go and protest, they want to sign petitions, they want to tell everyone that you're wrong and that you should be listening to this conspiracy and blah, 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 where it's just like, look, you're you, go on your journey, absorb what you want, believe what you want, and go with what resonates and connect with your own God self and do it that way. Sorry, Don.
Just agreeing with you, I feel like that's sort of the space that I'm at this year. It's like, if anything's coming up for me, I need to actually go within and deal with it on an inner realm or inner level, and then I can sort of focus and deal with it faster on the outside.
Yeah.
So it's like, just, you know, when you are experiencing like ups or downs, or you feel like there's some kind of conflict or something changing that you need to work through a process, you know, go and run yourself a bath, go sit in nature, go for a walk, whatever you got to do to get back to like your own inner voice and your own kind of balance. Because it's almost as if, you know, those toys that have like the marble weight or whatever in them, and they sort of like tip. And it's like, if you're going to sort of swing and flow with whatever's around you, you're not going to find your own center.
Yeah.
So it's really just about, if you can focus on being your own center in the physical world, and also like in the other planes as well, like, you know, spiritual, mental, emotional, you know, you're going to be a lot stronger. Life's going to be a lot easier. You're going to manifest and have things come up and flow to you a lot easier, because you're going to be more direct. Your energy is not going to be all over the place. You're going to be able to attract things a lot easier too.
Well, this is where, like you're talking about with the secret, everything is like a projection of what you think. So if you think there's going to be fuck ups and this problem and that, you're most likely going to attract that, because we're all one consciousness interacting with itself. So this is where that is a high probability of what you think is going to be the outcome. So that's a very important point. Look, at the moment too, we've got crazy weather going on. We've got portals opening up left, right and centre. Another one is closing. A lot have been closed down in recent years. We've got the grid conscious grid here setting stronger. We've got the other archonic grid and the archonic network. We've got that awakening also breaking down.
The grids between soul families as well.
Yeah.
That's definitely a strengthening.
And
too.
Even more than ever now, we've got our crews coming in terms of, it would be like me here and I leave my body and then I go and visit another plane or another dimension or a planet, star, whatever. And it's like what we're seeing here in this house tonight. Yes, it's beings, but some are actually in their body back wherever, and they've out of body travelled here. Some of it's real dudes just getting out of the craft. Sometimes you've got the craft laying on, so this is where you've got all this going on, and it's really like, look, it comes down at the moment to when things are getting too much, go and reset, go and meditate, go and chill out. And if you've got it, like, I think that one of the big powerful tools is clearing, like, ask, like I was saying before, like, shit's going down, whether your shit or someone else's, best thing to do is like, alright, whatever beings you work with, your guys, whether it's Yeshua or Buddha or Muhammad, Gandhi, whatever you want to say, just go, alright, I need you dudes to come in and I need you to help these dudes reconnect with their own God self and sort their shit out and, you know, help me with my energies just continue on at the moment. And basically, like, if you believe that enough, in your projection, that with your consciousness and you're in tune, you're actually going to do that shit that easy. It's bang. It's so simple, isn't it?
Yeah. Also, the other thing that I noticed this week, just, you know, notice like any repetitive thoughts, things like that, that it feels like is taking up. Say like if it's a negative thing, like for me, for instance, this week, it's been focused on like food and exercise, things like that, trying to find my center and things because... Like, I've put on weight since you and I have been together. And it's not through eating, overall, unhealthily, because I eat really healthy. It's been more like a hormonal thing to do with you and I getting together. I think my hormones are a bit excited. But, yeah, for me this week, it's been about, you know, trying to regain control over that kind of side of things. So I'm exercising more, things like that. But I had noticed that just predominant thoughts... you know, coming to me, and the other day I actually had to sort of say stop to myself and work out whether that was just for me or whether it was more like an archonic influence.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, it wasn't just from me. So notice, like, if you've got stuff that's annoying you or bothering you or it keeps coming up repetitively, ask yourself, is this just from you or is this archonic? And if it is more archonic, it's easier to shift.
Like, it's something you're thinking, you know? Is it something wrong with you?
And then you can actually get on with your life a lot easier and have less attention and focus on those negative type things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is where, at the moment, like, everyone's got to start, like, learning their own methods of clearing. Like, Sol and I don't have the answers, but we've got our own answers. And this is what it's about. You're going to find more out about yourself as you go along about your journey and where you play a part in the collective. And in that, like, how we might clear is different. Like, me and Sol clear differently.
I've got a little bit of clearing in my book as well. In your book,
yeah. So, we get the same outcome, but we do it differently. Just like James Gilliland will do it different from you and you know, so forth. And look, anybody in America, like, I've had a lot of people contact me from there. Look, you guys are in such a fucking lucky spot that if you've got the opportunity, go up to James's ranch in the summer, like East City Ranch. Like, we're looking at going there this year, which will be our winter and their summer. And look, you know, if you're in Australia, like I've said before to people lately, like, you're so lucky to be in Australia because at the moment... we're getting a lot of people sent to us from all around the world because it seems like a lot of other countries haven't got the format or people just dealing with, you know, their own kind. Like, not in a bad way, I don't mean their own kind, but, you know, we've got people from all around the friggin' world contacting us, which is cool.
And also we're looking at going, you know, to different places around the world.
And doing stuff.
And doing, like, the retreats like we're going to do in Bali. So if you are interested in that... or you have a group that's interested in us coming to different places in the world, let us know because we're interested in traveling and, you know, connecting with different beings and different people and looking at different activities.
Yeah, I've been doing work on portals, as in like portal spots, and I've got some stuff that I'm doing behind the scenes that I can't really talk about, but it's got to do with portal areas and it's got to do with
meeting places, I'll say that much. Those who are on the ball with what I do don't know what I'm talking about there. So this is where, at the moment, shit's going up another notch. And it's like, either, like James Gillilan says, get with the program or get left behind. This is really, I can't put it, and James is the closest thing, to, in my opinion, that tour master we've got, in my opinion, in this plane that's here at this moment here, because, and he's got a few mates that are really in line, and I'll say that they're also in the same line as where James is at, because, look, let's be real here, this is, we're going through some changes now, and it is get with the program or get left behind. And look, there's no right or wrong way about this. I've said this a billion times before. Look, you can't fuck up. Where you go and what you do is what you're meant to do on your own journey. But let it be known that this now, if you want to get with the program, this is, you know, this is the train coming around. And those here, we're here especially for this time. But this is really, you know, the time to pick up the act, isn't it? Like, and people got to take self-responsibility here.
Yeah.
Everyone is trying to say that their God or their saints and sages are going to save them, or the Pleiadians are going to save them. And look, it's crazier than that. Like, the Book of Shiji you've read now is all, like, I'm still learning from that. And this is the most, to me, layman's and comprehensive look at what's going on in a long time for a layman's person to understand. Because I'm trying to understand it. And there's lots involved here.
Also, people talk about awakening too. Or, you know, like wanting others to awaken. But I think it's an ongoing process. It's not something that, you know, will sort of like happen and all of a sudden like we're awakened. It's definitely an ongoing process.
And
otherwise, if we awaken, we would all be ascended by now.
And we wouldn't be doing videos like this, and we wouldn't be in the predicament we're here on Earth.
We would just all be communicating with telepathy.
And you got, and there's so many people that do come to us and they go, like, fuck, my one eye is slightly open a millimetre and the other one's completely shut. That's how awakened I am. And I've had lots going on. And, you know, there's witnesses to it, there's videos to it, there's so much to what I've experienced that's still, to me...
We're still learning.
Continuously.
The same, like, for you with your clients and the same with me with my clients as well. Like, just every day I learn so much, like, about different types of being, different types of, like... interactions, also like the people's guides and beings teach me different things, because everyone works in a different way, and it's about finding out what works for you.
And that's what's awesome, is that I'm constantly communicating with different beings a lot of time that I haven't interacted with at all, like different, completely different races, like you.
Yeah.
Because I do guide sessions, and soul does soul readings, psychics, so it's sort of all this stuff mixed up in the one session you get with soul. And
I more just help connect and work, link you in with working with your beings.
Yeah.
But it's more sort of the beings and guides coming in and then working to do with connecting you to your higher self and sort of giving advice on, you know, what you can do to connect more with them.
Yeah.
And to enhance your experiences, things like that.
And that's what it's about. It's like a lot of people looking outside themselves for answers, and you've got the answers within, but what this, and we talked about it tonight, or today actually. People need more confidence, and I'm as guilty as that in terms of trusting their own intuition and what's going on with them. Like, at the end of the day, what it's about is connecting with your own God self and reawakening to the God within, and that is it. That is it. All this other shit saying that all these other dudes have got answers for you, and it's fucking this way, and go and buy this new book that came out that's bloody 700 pages long, and it's got all the fucking answers and tells you how to contact each saint and sage. It's just shit. It's complete utter shit. There is no friggin' judgment except your own judgment. But at the same time, look, this is a projection of your own reality, and what program do you want? And I'm coming to that understanding now. And look, this may not be the truth to some of yous. And it's again, you know, I got asked the other day with the presentation I did, what do I think about beings in service mode and self-service mode? Yeah, there's that. But if you choose that to be your program, this is where it's create your own reality time. And
that's why I keep saying about, you know, getting back in touch with yourself.
Yeah.
It's finding your center, because in this modern day and age, where do you have time to find your center?
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about like in a physical, you know, kind of meditative state. It's really finding your center on so many levels.
Mm.
Oh, it is. But do you want to, like, we'll wrap it up soon. Do you want to show everyone quickly just some of the stuff you've done lately in terms of what you do as well, just so they've got a bit more of an idea?
I'll just show just a few of the recent ones, I guess.
Just so you all know, too,
I've got the cat on me.
I'm most likely going to be doing a show in person with Mary Rodwell when I go up there. So things might be quiet for a week or two, because I've got a lot going on personally, and yeah, but see, this is what Sol does. So basically what you see in the middle is that's the client, and then that's all the information of the beings that are connected with the client around them. The interesting
thing that we've had too, with some of the clients that have come to both Kassar and myself, I've found the... I'll have to check in with Kassar as
Give us another one, because I just want to show them the other stuff you got. That one, yeah, give us that one.
But yeah, there's been a few drawings that I've had, and I've got similar information to both you and Kassar on the different clients, like when the three of us have had clients together. Do you know what I
mean? Yeah, definitely. So, this is just an example. And what Sol does, or what I do, is I scan these through and send them to Sol so she can send them to the client, unless it's in person. So you can get like a kick-ass copy of this yourself.
Here's another one.
Yeah. So that's a Orion Cat Warrior in that one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is very similar to what I tell a lot of people. I get beings that are just a colour and they're projecting like a humanoid figure, but, you know, that's just something as a type of reference point. Metatron, lots of shit going on with Metatron at the moment. Just fucking tell me about it. Anyway. Yeah. So there's lots of what Sol does, and yeah, like, we'll wrap it up. Is there anything you'd like to go on about at the moment, Sol, before we finish up?
Actually, this one. This was cool. This was a couples reading.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember this one.
Yeah, that was cool. So I do actually do, some people for anniversaries or just for no reason in particular like to find out how their energies combine together, and also like how their guides and the ET beings that are around them work together, and what kind of, you know, past life information they have together. So that can be really exciting to do. I love doing those as well. They're fun, aren't they?
Yeah, especially when you get the ones like my Pleiadians are better than your Pleiadians. But
I don't know. Is there anything else that you want to go into? I'm so excited for our Bali retreat coming up. I can't wait.
Yeah, look, at the moment, I'm just excited about everything because I don't know what the fuck's going on, and we've just got so much going on that it's exciting times.
It is.
And look, we've also had people asking if Sol and me will do a reading together on people. Now, look, we could do that, but we don't, and it's not to get more dollars or whatever, because we do charge for these things, because look, it's an exchange of money. We've got kids to raise, we've got a friggin' house to pay and everything else. But
it's also,
it's energetically, why?
Well,
you're gonna get more out of it if we do it individually. And
I'm just saying, we don't go, like, you know, you're not a plumber, or, you know, this is what you do for work.
Yeah,
this is your skill and your trade.
And this is what you do.
Yeah.
And Sol's absolutely fantastic at what she does.
Thank you.
And it's recognised, you know, it's recognised by the realists out there, just like what I do. And this is because we're all catching up. All the star families, all the star nations are pulling their weight, doing what they're doing. And the shit behind the star nations that goes beyond these realms, they're coming through now more than ever too. And it's shit that you just can't even fathom, because I'm trying to get, like, it's all starting to come into fruition, and I see stuff going hardcore these next couple of years, and look, watch the shows or whatever, and we'll read the book of Shiji and that, and it's showing what's, you know, where we're going. But I don't think anyone's got the full picture, because I think what's really going on is like that far out that, like, even my experiences, I'm seeing shit, like I've said lately. If you look
something at, just above you then.
If you look at this room, or look at this video, and where you are in the room you are watching this, imagine that as 70s colour TV, right? And the shit that I'm seeing is 2015 triple HD on crack in terms of clarity and clearness. This is where things are going, and I'm seeing a vibrational change here, and I'm seeing the dullness of this reality due to that. The vibrations are changing.
Mm.
Like I said, either way, the shit here is changing, and it's get with the program or don't get with it, but realise it's up to you and us as a collective what you do with this change as it's unveiling itself. And the dudes that are moving on, they deserve it. The dudes that are breaking down their shit, and we're breaking down their shit with the Archons and everything else, they're clearing their shit too. And these dudes are the Elohim and the Anunnaki. That is them. They're the other side of the coin. That's the fact. You know, this is my reality. Make of this what you may. It's not just so straight out. You got reptilian factions. You got like so many different types of Archon factions that you've got. You know, you've also got good reptilians. And then you've got these light beings and these geometric dudes. And fucking God knows what's going on. You know, it's like...
There is something else that I'm getting told to talk about now as well. I've had lots of people contact me lately to do with healing.
Yeah.
And to do with who do I ask for healing? Or like what, you know, what beings do I call in and stuff like that. So we all have our own team that works with us. There's also entities that have, you know, lived incarnate lives here on Earth that have crossed over onto the other side that still, you know, come through and work with people for healing. You know, doctors that are passed on. Different people like that.
Well, it's like with Jess. We've got a friend that started seeing crafts and having some weird shit go down. And I just said, look, it's as simple as... Like when Felicity got in contact, I said, it's as simple as this. Just tell her, you know, my guides, anything enlightened with the, you know, the awakening of myself and the healing of the earth and that's working with us, can you just come in, anything negative or coercive or any screwed up psychic bonds, just fuck off. It's as simple as that, like it is. And yeah, I swear, and whatever, but look, it's whatever works for you. So basically, ask what you're working with to come in and what's in line with yourself, and anything negative, just go, because it literally creates that conscious dome. It's activated consciously. And if you believe it, again, everything's creation by thought. Imagination is creation. So it depends on what level or where you want to work with. But it is that simple.
But it can come down, like step down through the different levels. So quite often, if I'm doing like a healing session with myself, or, you know, I feel like I need some kind of like psychic work done, or work done like with, you know, body template, stuff like that, you do feel that trickle-down effect come from, you know, the etheric realm and other
spiritual planes. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Down into a physical form. So, you know, if you do feel like you need it, it's about finding that center within yourself. Tuning in, also saying to the beings, only the ones that are there within, you know, alignment with your highest good, it's about actually laying it out there and saying to them specifically what's going on for you in your body, just like you would a normal doctor, but talk about it from all different levels. So if you're feeling like you're having kind of like a spiritual crisis, I just saw something there, or if you're having something going on more emotionally and you feel like there's, you know, emotional toxicity or something that you want to clean up, or you want to let go of, you know, old baggage, things like that, explain to them exactly what you're seeing. If you've got a sore toe, tell them you've got a sore toe.
Mm. The other thing is too, at the moment...
And be thankful. Like,
make sure that
you thank them for the work they're doing.
But just remember this. People go on about how they're in light and this and that, projecting their shit on others. Just remember this. That this will be the most testing and hardest fucking thing you've ever done, because you'll be tested on everything in every area, and it's yourself that's creating this test, which is really illusionary, but you can make it as hard or as fucking easy as you want, but it's still going to be hard, because you've got to break down your program, you've got to break down your beliefs, you've got to break down the preconceived notions, you've got to break down that you know everything, you've got to break down your ego. You've got to break everything down, because once you break it down, you rebuild, and you rebuild from a high level of consciousness, realizing things for what they are. So you'll be tested. You'll be tested. It's like in the Bible how it says, and I'm not trying to be religious here, but it's like, you know, parents will turn against children and everyone will turn against their neighbors and this and that. It's because what's happening is every dude's lining up with who they're aligned with. And you're not going to be in line with your parents and your friends and your family, not everyone. There'll be one or the other, or, you know, a few here and there. You are not, it's like everything, you don't agree with everyone on everything. And it's because everyone's where they're at. You're not right, they're not fucking right, and neither of you are wrong. You're at where you're at, and that's just the way it is. And this is where everyone's going to pull themselves up and go, look, that's their journey at the moment. This is what they've got to do in this carnation. That says shit. And then you've got your shit and where you're at, and you know what you're going to do. And I'll tell you now, when you hook up with your higher self and where you're really from, fuck, the love beats anything that you can experience in this realm, except from when you connect into that realm from the body computer.
Mm.
You just kind of fucking, it's just, sex is beyond it. Nothing can really, and I've talked about this with others, they know what I'm talking about when you've had these experiences. So, look, you're not right, you're not wrong, you're where you're at, and everyone else's shit is just their shit. And I'm realising this because not only am I seeing this for myself, I'm seeing it for a lot around at the moment. So there's messages read between the lines for some people watching this. You know who you are, in terms of this will speak to you, whether you're in America, Canada, fucking Nigeria, fucking whatever. There's going to be stuff that speaks out to you, and this is how it works. And there's a lot of times on these shows I go on tangents and it's not me talking, and those same people know what's talking through and who this is directed to. But
also not to be afraid of your gifts too.
Yeah. Why I call it Operation Starseed?
There was a big blue bean just out there then.
That's why I call it Operation Starseed. Mm-hmm. Everyone is just as important as each other. I mean, even those that who are awake, if you want to use that terminology, they're playing just as important part as what you are doing, what you do. Because everyone's holding the energy. And
This is everyone, the time to step into your gifts, though. So if you feel like that you've put something off for far too long, look at why.
Yeah. Yeah. But look, either way, you'll be pushed to where you've got to go, and you'll realise that the timing is an illusion, but there's divine timing, which is outside of 3D timing. It's like this game, you play it out, and when things happen, they happen for a reason.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is, but you'll be brought to where you've got to go.
It's a time for everyone to step up and play their part, take their role. So whatever you're born to do or why you're here, your purpose, and fulfilling your mission here on Earth, it's time to step up to it.
And a lot of you, I know you want to kill yourself. I know you want to go back home. Fuck, I've been there. And I'll tell you what, it all comes around to a certain point where you're going to get pissed off. And you've got to get pissed off in a positive way. It's like, stop it. I'm sick of being this way. It's all up to me. And you fucking do it. And from there, more than ever, you'll walk in your power. But you'll realise that even that timing that you've delayed everything, that timing was set up by your higher self. It was orchestrated by you. So this is where I know that some of you just want to go home. I know that some days it's just so hard. I've been in the tears. I've wanted to go home. I've been like that, whether I've been in the Pleiades or Orion. I've wanted everyone to fuck off. Yeah. It doesn't matter what realm it is. There's only the high realms that I don't, but it is natural.
That's a common feeling. Yeah. Like, I get homesick. And, you know, having each other is a real comfort for when we do feel homesick, don't you think?
Yeah.
So the more that you can align yourself with others that are, you know, family,
yeah.
Or that call themselves starseeds, you know, it makes it feel like you've got more of home here.
Yeah.
It makes it not such a hard place to live.
So, I can't think of anything else at the moment, but
just the last thing that I'm sort of getting is just take action. So, if you feel guided to either, you know, connect up with other starseeds or with others, or even to make movement or step forward in your mission or your purpose here on Earth, do two steps. It's like pick two actions that move you towards succeeding in that goal. So whether it's that you join up with, you know, a group or something that's going to put you in contact with other experiences.
But none of this shit where there's hierarchy or fucking...
No, do what you feel drawn to going to as well. Do you know what I mean?
Talk group.
Yeah, well, yeah. Talk group.
So we've got Talk Group Australia. We've got Free. Talk Group Canada. There's lots of others as well. And just coming together and hearing other people's stories and things.
Yeah.
It'll give you inspiration and make you know that you're not alone. But I feel like even just, you know, looking at it within like your own mission, like your own stuff that you feel that you're supposed to do, if you can take two actions on it, it's actually going to make you feel like you've propelled a lot further forward in things. So if you've got a business or something that you want to do and you feel like you wanted to do it your whole life, take two actions, whether you register a business name, whether you start a website, or whether you, you know, do like a brainstorm or something. But something that's going to make you feel like that it feels a little bit more achievable.
Yeah. Like, I've had people come to me lately asking if they should start their own show, they should do this, they should do that. And they're like, but why, Pete? Like, and they've asked me for this, and they go, why, Pete, when, you know, there's dudes like you and James doing what you do, and Mary, and it's like, what you bring to this plate may overlap what I'm doing, but it's completely fucking different, no matter who you are. And this is where we're all different expressions of the same consciousness. You are all fucking God. Know that you are, and that everything is equal. Everything's a different expression. Each experience has to be different and unique, which is why we left Source. And that really one of the meanings of life is to go out and experience and gain knowledge in every single form possible, and it can't be the same. But know that you are God. Know that you are love. Know that judgment is only your own friggin' judgment. And I've seen this. I've had life review, and then I was shown it was all a load of shit. That it was my own judgment, that review, and that was the experience. The whole experience. This experience, that's what this is all about. And unfortunately what we've done here, because of those who went in self-service mode, they've stunted not only humanity's growth, but the solar system, the galaxy, the universe, and other universes in the overall high collective. And I mean each universe in totally separate with their own dimensions and planes. So this is where now it's time to step up to the plate. And again, you are God. Just know that you are all that is and ever will be. And the sooner you start to follow your own bliss, like, it's all about following your own bliss and your inner self. And that shit will lead you where you got to go.
Sometimes that sounds too simple. You know, oh, it can't be that easy. But actually, we tend to overcomplicate things. If you look at, you know, just say technology, for example, look at iPads, things like that. Touchscreen technology is simplicity, like, at its finest.
Well, it's just like I tell people about thought. You are all experiences. Everyone here on this fucking planet is a star, so I don't give a shit who you are. You've all lived lives on other planes and dimensions, and if not, you're directly from Source and you've been downloaded the program. So, in effect, you are all experiences, you are all from Source, and when it comes down to that, it's that freaking simple. The problem is, right, is that you're being programmed that your own thoughts are just that. The fact of the matter is, your own thoughts are sometimes body computer thoughts from reaction, from the way it's programmed here. Largely amount of the time it's from your over self, and then it gets filtered once it comes through the body computer to what you think it is fucking you. Then you've got your guides and the beings you work with using thoughts, which you perceive as your thoughts, to interact with you because you can't fucking handle the truth some of the time. And then you've got the archons that are using and communicating the same way and head fucking you, doing psychic attacks through thought. Now, we go on about mathematics and geometry as universal language up to a certain realm. But the language that communicates throughout all realms, throughout all universes and all planes, interplanes included, is thought. You don't need no fucking language for thought. You see it, you project it. You get the download across, it's downloads. It is basically like shoving a fucking USB stick in your head and bang.
Which is interesting because that's where I feel that star language comes in.
Mm.
Is that it does more translate in thought and in like feeling rather than word for word language. And it is a lot about getting downloads.
And like it was shown to me in the Book of Shiji and in Breaking Free, I think I went into a bit of it as well, is it goes from consciousness to light to sound, to physical matter. It's all the same fucking shit. And thought encompasses the whole lot. The whole friggin' lot. Consciousness, that's all it is. So, we'll wrap it up there, because I'll start to go on my big, what is it, Tony Robinson rant? I'll get up there and I'll have like the little head mic thing and be walking around, a little tank top, and be like, oh yeah, better believe it. But yeah, love you. Thank you for doing the show. Cheers, Michael, for sitting in, mate. Cheers, everyone, for watching.
And thanks to Hermione for being pretty.
Yeah.
And maybe the next show we'll be doing with Mary up in Queensland. But look, thanks everyone for your support.
Yeah, thank you.
It really does mean a lot, because it just lets me know that this is just happening. And yeah, I learn just as much from the people that communicate with me as what I do from these shows. We're appreciative of all the good thoughts and love sent our way, and we love you all that watch this and that support us, and even those that don't support us, fuck you, but I love you at the same time. So, it's all good. But thank you very much. Love you all, and
thank you.
Cheers.